Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod.
Ciao, welcome to Italian Pod. My name is Marco.
And my name is Catherine, and everyone...
Stop laughing. We have a Ruby lesson.
We do, and this is a very, very important lesson because it's got a keyword in it that's going to be useful in
Come on. Ritardo.
Ritardo. So that means delay. So we're talking about being late here. So listen out for that one as it comes up in the dialogue.
We're
You'll hear the dialogue three times. We're not late.
Siamo in ritardo.
We'll be back in a minute to talk about what's going on here.
Dialogue. First time.
Hey, Giovanni!
Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo! Devo correre a scuola!
Va bene, ci vediamo dopo! Attento al palo! Oh!
Dialogue, second time.
Ehi, Giovanni!
Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo! Devo correre a scuola!
Va bene, ci vediamo dopo! Attento al palo! Oh!
Dialogue, third time.
Ehi, Giovanni!
Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo! Devo correre a scuola!
Va bene, ci vediamo dopo! Attento al palo! Oh!
We are back. So, Marco, ooh, this lesson is so useful. I kind of feel bad for the protagonist, but...
We made it on time for just this...
Yeah, but now you're sweaty and stinky and...
All men. So... Right.
Let's translate this one line by line. Let's put it into English.
Hey, Giovanni!
Hey, Giovanni!
Hey, Giovanni!
Hey, Giovanni!
Hey, Giovanni! Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo. Devo correre a scuola.
Hi, sorry, I'm late, I have to run to school.
Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo, devo correre a scuola.
Hi, excuse me, I'm running late, I have to run to school.
Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo, devo correre a scuola. Va bene, ci vediamo dopo.
Fine, see you later.
Va bene, ci vediamo dopo.
Fine, see you later.
Va bene, ci vediamo dopo. Attento al palo.
Watch out for the pole.
Attento al palo.
Watch out for the pole.
Attento al palo.
Thump. That's terrible. All right.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So, at the beginning of this dialogue, we've got two people who clearly know each other and one who's apologizing for being late. What does he say?
Scusa, sono in ritardo.
Scusa, sono in ritardo. So, scusa here is a very familiar way of saying excuse me or sorry.
Yeah, he's not apologizing because he's late. He's apologizing, he cannot stop and say hi, right?
Exactly. So, he's like, sorry, I can't stop.
Yes.
Sono in ritardo, right?
So, and this is the construction is three words, but it's like you can learn it as a fixed thing. Like.
Exactly. So, these three words often go together. You can say sono to mean I am. You know, I could say it as a woman, you could say it as a man. We don't have to say I, though. It's kind of contained within the word sono.
So, sono in ritardo.
So it's literally like, sono, I'm in delay, right? In ritardo. So, sono in ritardo. And what does he have to do?
Devo correre a scuola.
Devo correre. So, devo means must. I must. I have to. I must. And you can add any word after this. But here he's saying, I have to run to school, right?
Yes, devo correre a scuola.
A scuola, to school, and so he's afraid of being late. See you later.
Ci vediamo dopo.
All right, so this is a great, great phrase. You're going to use it all the time, and it means we'll see each other later. All right.
Ci vediamo dopo.
Ci vediamo dopo. So you can use this all over the place. It doesn't matter what time of day. It doesn't matter really who you're with. Ci vediamo dopo.
Ah, yeah, and watch out. It's not literal. I mean, even if you're not going to see him later, you can say, ci vediamo dopo.
Right, it's a way of saying ciao.
Yeah, so, it's not one of those things like when they told me what's up for the first time and I didn't know what to answer, like, this guy.
All right, yeah, no, this is definitely a way of saying goodbye to somebody that comes up all over the place. So, ci vediamo dopo, and then what's the warning that's yelled at the end of this?
Attento al palo!
Attento. So, attento is careful. Watch out. So, watch out for something. Attento to what?
Al palo.
A il becomes al. Attento al palo. To the pole.
Boom.
boom. So,
bang.
Poor protagonist, as I said. Let's listen to this three more times, and we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on.
About poles.
All right.
Dialogue, first time.
Hey, Giovanni!
Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo! Devo correre a scuola!
Va bene, ci vediamo dopo! Attento il palo! Oh!
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Giovanni!
Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo! Devo correre a scuola!
Va bene, ci vediamo dopo! Attento il palo! Oh!
Dialogue, third time.
Hey, Giovanni!
Ciao, scusa, sono in ritardo! Devo correre a scuola!
Va bene, ci vediamo dopo! Attento il palo! Oh!
Back. So we've heard that about six times now, and I just want to mention that ci vediamo dopo, can be used in both ways. So you can say it like see you later in English, ci vediamo dopo. Dopo is just kind of like in the near future at some point, or you could just say ci vediamo, so we'll see each other.
Ci vediamo.
It's another way of saying like ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ci vediamo.
But it always means goodbye, it doesn't mean hello.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about il ritardo. If you've taken music, you've heard this word before. It can mean to slow down, right? Yeah, but in this context, usually in spoken Italian, it means being late.
One thing I have to say, like, you know, culturally speaking, we always say, people always complain, Italians are late, Italians always take their time. It's not true.
It's not true, really.
It's not true. Like, I've worked with you for a few months already, right?
Yeah.
Never, ever, please, listen out there, never, ever arrived late one single time.
I would like to make an editorial comment. When he says never, he means every day.
No.
And when he says late, he means only by 15 minutes to an hour.
No. I arrive always 15 minutes later, but because it's
just work.
No, I mean, it's come on, 15 minutes is still not late. It's just almost...
As you can see, we have different notions in the Anglo-American world, like the Italian world, about what il ritardo is.
Oh, 15 minutes, come on.
In my world, that's late. Anyway, I'm not judging.
It's a cultural quote. You never judge, eh? No. Per carità, you're not judging.
Now he's sensitive. Okay, so listen, I think that's going to do it for us today at Italian Pod. I hope you've enjoyed the light, cheerful banter.
I cannot work with this.
If you have questions about the content of today's lesson, or of any other lesson for that matter, check out the website, italianpod.com. Plenty of places for you to try and find answers to your questions, or to let us know what those questions are. We also have an email address. Maybe. Would you like to share it with us, Marco? Should I tell the listeners?
Oh, go ahead. You tell them.
ItalianPod@praxislanguage.com. Mm-hmm. That's our email address. So, hope that you will tune in next time. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.